And now, Capital 263. Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
I see you were a drug dealer during the holidays or something, and you were getting high off your own supply. What happened to your voice?
But of course.
Anyway, welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. This is the first episode of 2018. What do you expect from Keep It Real Fridays this year?
Dopeness.
We got a lot of things in store for you. For starters, I'm going to start with the Give Me Five. We've decided to bring back Give Me Five. And this time, we've decided to really keep it at 5 minutes. So this is how Give Me Five works.
Talk about it.
If you're an upcoming artist or new or basically I think that's the kind of way, and you think you've got that skills and you want Zimbabwe to know about it, just send a VN, a voice note is fine, explaining who you are, what you do, you know, whatever else you think is interesting. Basically,
where you from?
You have to sell yourself in 5 minutes. And you either throw a freestyle in there or you send us a track as well. But if you're sending us a track, please note that this track is also going to take up part of that 5 minutes. So if your track is 3 minutes long, talk for 2 minutes, and that's it. This is a very logistically friendly system in terms of location. Like if you're from Kaduma, Bulawayo, Mutare, Kwekwe, Norton, we're taking from everywhere because we want to reach out. This is what Gimme 5 is about.
And one other thing is, you don't really have to take up all the 5 minutes. If all
Give me five.
I know it's give me five, but if all your stuff is like compact and neat, even at 3 minutes, fair and fine. That's you. You're on point. But also, you waste the other 2 minutes, 1 hour. So it's all good. But anyway, as you heard my man say over there, just send through the VN with your presentation. And just present yourself how best, because you know first impressions are everything. So you have to make sure you put yourself out there the right way. Anyway, let's get to the shits of 2018.
So
anyway, it's a good year.
I left swearing in 2017, and you're picking up swearing in 2018. Things are changing, guys. Things are changing.
We're changing bit by bit. But anyway, we don't have that much news. But I just want to just talk about the cook-off. Shout out to Ten Diamonds. This is like a feature film he's doing. It was released like late last year, but there's a screening again this week at a location in the Highlands. But it'll be interesting to see Ten Diamond acting, because you know last year, at the top of last year, he came out singing. At the top of this year, he's coming out acting.
I saw that coming.
He's coming out acting. He's always just reinventing himself. So it's a good thing
as
well.
It's nice to explore your talent. Well done to him. Anyone else acting?
and you know about him. He's an actor even in real life. So
I know an actor, though. Noble Styles is also an actor.
Where is he acting?
Well, not acting like professionally, but based on the videos that he posts on The Sound of Silence, no, that guy is definitely some kind of an actor.
Hold on. Let me just finish off on the cook-off plug. You can go to the Half Bar, 14 Aintree Road, Highlands, a.k.a. Tristan's. So that's where you can go catch the cook-off screening. You can eco-cash for your ticket at 0772-590-449. I think it's like $5 or something. So just hit him up. Go support the homie. Shout out to King Goda TNG. Yeah.
And that's it for the news?
Not really. First Fridays tonight, we need to go check out Reverb 7 IC Tat at the Gallery of Zimbabwe as well. There's another vibe thing going on all over there. What?
When you say the Gallery of Zimbabwe, you mean the art gallery?
The art gallery, yeah.
Alright.
So that's another thing to check out for tonight. If you're all about that.
It's tonight. Friday.
Yeah. Friday.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Are you 100%?
I'm sure. What's the date, bro? The date says 12th January.
Yeah, 12th January.
This Friday. Yeah.
It's today.
So yeah, make sure you check that out as well. This is why I don't like this nigga.
Kaka unza dzungu re 2017 all the way to 2018.
We're just bringing confusion.
Anyway, there's not much else in the news. This is...
Hold on.
Gosh.
And Danae Gurira. She's in the building.
Black
in the building.
Panther girl!
And I just had to just attach this news because you know what? TDE... with Kendrick as well. They're executive producing the soundtrack. So how cool would it be if they had like a Zim track on the...
I also got another cool fact that I really can't finish off. I only know half of it. The Black Panther movie is being directed by a black guy. That's all I know. I don't know his name. But that is just iconic. Black guy, black superhero, Guriro.
You know what? It's bigger than that, bro. Because you know what? Black Panther is actually based on Changamire Dombo. And that whole Wakanda state is based on the Roji Empire. So it's actually...
So it's
actually deep-rooted in Zimbo. I'm going to post the link on the Curve page. You're going to go check it out. I'm going to pin it up at Keep It Real FRI. There's actually a video explaining that.
Anyway, Guriro was on one of our podcasts from Nayonai and the other guys.
Yeah.
It was under Capital 263. So big things happening in 2018. She hit the ground running.
She's still in the country. I'm going to go check out. There's some playwrights thing going on at CGS. So I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out this weekend as well.
Right after this, I'm going to check it out. I need to meet that lady.
Is that
phenomenal.
It for the news?
That's it. And also, I just want to push for... I don't know if we could start like a young campaign. But you know what? Maybe Kendrick or Top at TD, they might see it like, okay, maybe with all this Zimbabwean influence, we might just want to include a Zim rapper or a Zim producer in the mix for the original soundtrack. So we can just make like a hashtag like Zim rapper for Black Panther OST, original soundtrack. So you never know. Like, Brian, who would you like vote for? Suppose you're like, okay, if Top from TD, the TD CEO is like, okay, which Zim rapper is hot that you want featured on?
Ask me a producer.
Or producer. But you know the vibe of Black Panther. You know Kendrick. If Kendrick is executive producing something, so you know the vibe. It's not going to... I don't think it's going to be trappy.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. So I don't know what... Okay, what producer and what and what rapper. Artist would
I would say Rayo. Rayo Sibande from the Hitmen.
As a producer. Okay.
And
rapper?
Rapper, I would say, okay, but he's gospel, so but this might just throw things off.
No. It's
technique.
Talk about it.
Technique.
Good for him. Good for him.
What should we go for?
But I'll put, you know what, for something like that, for Black Panther, I'll probably push for... I'll push for Sharky. Push for Sharky on the...
Uh-huh.
And then probably on the producer side, I'll push for my man's best producer, Take Fizzle.
It'll be lit.
Imagine then Kendrick throws in like a verse on that shit.
But Shagano Jikiwasha. Kendrick.
You never know, guys.
Okay, we need to cut it off now.
Anyway, let's get to the main attraction of the day.
Give me five first, man.
Let's get to the... give me five.
Give me five first.
Lord. Okay,
and our
I'm
first
just getting
give me
excited.
Five with our first, with our new format is Meek. If you don't know who he is, stay tuned and hear him out.
Meek, not Mill.
Mick, M-I-K, not M-E-E-K. Right.
Guys, look out for Meek.
Mick.
I said Mick.
You said Meek.
I said Mick.
Just let it go to the next segment, bruh.
Keep it real Fridays.
What it do, what it do, what it do, what it does. It's the boy Mick Manjengwa. And for all those who don't know who Mick Manjengwa is, I'm a soul R&B hip-hop vocalist and rapper off the group Zim Rich. I started rapping when I was 16. I got signed to Rehab Studios. That's how I kind of familiarized myself with the game. I also started off as an R&B singer. Did a couple of projects with established producers such as Delani Makalima. Well, that's me on my singing tip. But now I'm also diversified into being a rapper. Yes, I believe I'm an artist, so I'm permitted to do that. And I started my own thing with my people, right, with my clique, my family. And we call ourselves Zim Rich. It's not like a money flexing thing. Zim Rich actually stands for Zim is Rich in Talent. And what I want to do for you guys is actually sample you a song from our debut project titled Zim Rich, The Genesis. Yes, The Genesis is the beginning.
Ah, divi, divi, divi. Ah, divi, divi. tell me something that I don't know. Hitting balls on the low low. Perfect picture, no promo. Did I kill a nigga? Oh, sorry, sorry. On the Mary Jane, yeah, morning growing. Hitting 440, get your bitches naughty. She calling my phone, you know I'm on it. Got a couple of strong, hitting dirty, dirty. I do this shit, get my mind right. I be wearing shades in the sunlight. And I'm getting laid every night, like. And I'm all strapped, that beam tight. Blow you out of sight. Hit you with the pistol like Shook Knight. Got your bitches wishing nigga would, right? That be suicide. Suicide, I've enjoyed that.
Got back and I rode a bike. So fresh, I could ride a dice. Nigga see the hand, I'm going night. Cause the girl's feeling for a nigga high. See you waiting in anticipation. Cause we're in the club talking elevation. I'm just starting up living the place. Yeah, can strip from the basement. We can't believe all the time we've been wasting. We're testing our patience. We'll see our niggas can cover the basics. That's why you be racist. But I'm at the bank and I'm making my statement. I'm making my statement. They gotta know. I'm looking for peso. I'm on a roll. Away on my payload. I lose control. I hate when they say so. Cause we on the same though. We run up the cane though. Oh yeah.
Look at the shine. I do it with no ghost. I don't need a mini me. One man keep me on hold. I ain't never owned a single dime by the damn esoteric soul code. I was skinny dipping on my freaking bubble till I got the fucking Jolo. Now I'm winning on the baseline. Hitting pussy that ain't even mine. Getting brain from a mixed race. International peace of mind.
Hey, watch your akapinga.
Naka pinga, naka daro my nigga. But no need to come far on my nigga. Brought the heat to the winter, my dinga to come a beast up on Chigaro. Dibbity bidding, din, naka pinga, kill a nigga. If you coming out trying to tackle life. Leave a nigga dead, leave a nigga dead. I leave no competition, up a mile wide. Kung Fu pose as I piss on these bitches. Chip a tooth and leave a couple of stitches. I jimbo fit to come miracle. Put your thing on my cut the city. Know what the ill is. Hey.
Elevated, this weed smoke premeditated, calculated, unadulterated, unmasturbated, can't be faded, blood related, how I made it, why you ask, nigga you faded, sit back and watch me roll, grow on set like afros, killer balls, we got those, concrete, black rose, R-U-D-D-Y, world class, till I die, me and my pops ain't on TV, both sitting building empires like Oath Boy, Hotline, school days, lunchtime, rich kids, work signs, I was headphones, Joe Grimes, mom screaming, I'ma kill you if I catch you rapping one more time.
So, if you like the music, please follow me at music by Mick. That at music by Mick. One word, Mick is spelled M-I-K, not M-I-C-K. At music by Mick or at Zim Rich. That is on Instagram. On Facebook, it's Mick, M-I-K, Masimba, Manjengwa. That's the artist page. Mick, M-I-K, Masimba, M-A-S-I-M-B-A, Manjengwa, M-A-N-J-E-N-G-W-A. That's on Facebook. And we also got a Facebook page, that's at Zimish. Where to find the music is the best place for you to find this particular track, probably, is www.slickeronlife.co.zw. We sent our music across to Slicker. He liked it and he allows us to use his platform to promote our music. So if you guys want, it's easy to download, free download. We just want you guys to listen and appreciate. But do share the link. And when you follow our page, you will also be able to see our videos, performances, and all Zimbrish related stuff. So away.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Yo, this is DJ Marks and you're listening to Celatine and Brian Willis on Keep It Real Fridays. You know it rocks. It's crazy. It's insane. Somebody get us a doctor in here.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation of Bruce. And this is the first episode of Keep It Real Fridays in 2018, but I already said that in the news.
My weekend. Anyway, and we have a heavy hitter in the building, a tastemaker.
Metaphorically and physically.
Mr. TXO, welcome. The Moxinator.
Yo, man, what's up? You good?
We're awesome.
All right.
We're awesome. Brian, what's good, my guy?
I am great. I'm going to say, as the important half. Of Keep It Real Fridays, the award-winning podcast. Award-winning, did I say that?
You said it.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you, Mox.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we got you the sign from Mox. So, yeah, anybody else hating out there?
That's quite big.
Yeah.
Yes, single cosine.
He got the major cosine.
Because I'm sure people are probably wondering, okay, who's this Mox guy? For some people who don't know, like, what's so important about him? Mox does a show called the TXO. Can you just tell people what the show is about, maybe, so they can get an idea, like, okay.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, TXO is the crossover, short for the crossover. Happens from 12 until 3.
Yep.
It's the baddest noonday show in the country, on the planet. And of course, you know, our key genre is hip hop.
Yeah.
Zim hip hop, to be precise.
I think you're the only person who, like, carries, like, hip hop throughout the week. Like, most of these, like, tastemakers, just once a week, like, Keep It Real Friday, so once every Friday, The Fix, Friday 9 to, like, whatever.
I'm sure if you guys got a full schedule running throughout the week, you actually would do that.
We try.
But yeah, it runs throughout the week, and yeah, every first 30 minutes on Mondays, now an hour, we do nothing but Zim hip hop, and of course, we throw in Afro beats and electro and your R&B and stuff like that. We throw it in there, but we're proponents of Zim hip hop all the way.
Yeah, which is good. There was something also trending, like, online. This whole thing about music submission at your station.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, how do you get the music that you play on your show? Does someone curate it for you, or you just...
Yeah, obviously it comes through the music manager as well.
All right.
And my producer is also very involved. Everything has to be done that way to keep things crystal clear. And just to be clear, there are no bribes or anything being taken like that. But you know what? I can't say anything for. What I've said is enough. I can't say anything. The rest is for the management to actually clear up.
Okay. But okay, probably you can't comment in terms of, like, the whole management stuff. But okay, in terms of, like, are you cool with some of the picks they give you? Like, okay, Mox, you're playing this. Do you, like, make your own playlist, or they just say, give you a pool and just say, you can just pick from this?
It's a mix of both, you know. It's me also going out there, sitting down, having studio sessions, sit down with the producers and finding out what's happening. And thing is, our music guy, H1, is very involved. So he's been in the game for the longest time ever.
Okay.
So it's not an if, it's there.
That kind of makes sense, though. For somebody to present a show, you have to really enjoy what you're doing. So you can't just be given, you're doing that, you know. I think that gets boring.
Well, it made it questionable after that whole PR statement from Mr.
Yeah.
You know what,
I got
guys,
to think that
if you live in H-Town, just bring a damn CD.
Just bring a CD.
Just bring a CD. What's wrong with you? You know, this does not represent the views of Star FM. Yeah, just bring the CD.
Just bring the CD.
Get on a combi, whatever, cab, car.
Because, you know,
bring a CD.
For a lot of peeps, they're cool, but you know, the Bulawayo peeps are like, okay, you see these people
there's something's being sorted out there. Mm. So yeah, so but the rest, everybody, if you're in H Town, Norton, Chitungisa, Ruwa, you know what to do.
Bring the CD.
Bring the CD, Sean, and fill out the form.
One of the positive things I heard out of this was Star FM, they pay their royalties.
Yeah, man.
Some of these radio stations, the other ones, where they
pay their email. Like, statement,
they don't pay.
And they can only be busy. You're sending your songs via email and you're not getting paid and what. Hands will go to you all that she knew as a
matin. And you know what? You know what? That's the truth. We do pay our royalties. It's taken very seriously.
Mm.
And that's why they're very strong on making sure that a lot of local content is played.
Yeah.
And
no, I noticed that about
Yeah, because we want to make sure our own artists get most of that ching, you know?
So for them to be able to get these royalties, they need to be registered with Zimura.
Yeah, that right? too.
And
yeah.
How much does it cost for them to be registered with Zimura? Do you know?
No, I'm not an artist, my friend.
But can you at least give some insight? Are the checks good? Because someone's listening, okay, should I It's like $50 or something. Maybe I can still be corrected.
It's all right, but I wouldn't know about the guidelines and stuff like that and how you register, because to be honest, I've never looked into it because I'm not an artist at the moment. So yeah, but in case things go south and I decide, you know what, I think I can rap now, I guess. But you know, I guess that's a little bit of ignorance on my part, but I'll make sure I do that, find out what the hell you have to do.
Because you have to know, Mark. Yeah, I'm sure you used to want to be a rapper at some point.
Yeah, but I got scared of them drive-bys, you know, Tupac, Biggie, traumatizing, man.
Couldn't open my clap bias.
Clap bias and cans and stuff like that. Oh, man.
Gun law in Zim is like very strict. Point a gun at somebody, that's like 7 years in prison.
Hey, keep the country safe. You guys are good. Keep it like that. Yeah. When I end up like, okay, never mind. From my end, yeah, I think, you know, it may not make you a millionaire in a day, but I think you've got a hit song. Everyone's always looking for a hit song. Yeah, just make a hit song and you'll get more royalties. That's just it. More plays, more royalties. Ask Ja Praiser.
Which is very true, but some people make hit songs, but I think they just weird, like, do people actually hear my stuff, or maybe there's some preferential treatment to like the people who maybe might get listened to, you know? You never know, you guys might have slipped on like 530 hit songs, which are probably bigger than some of the ones which are chart topping right now,
you know?
But hey,
I wouldn't know, man. I don't know how. I mean, we hunt for it. Do you know what I do on my show? I actually ask for like freestyles. You know, you can rock to any beat you want. Just bring a freestyle. Let people, you know, judge for you. Judge how hot your freestyle was and everything. Not only those are ciphers, but I mean, like, you do your own freestyle in the studio.
He was in the studio.
Like, you can pre-record your freestyle.
Okay.
And bring it, like, we had the Man's Not Hot remix done by Calvin and the other one by K Chaps.
Okay.
So we keep asking people to do innovative stuff like that, but you know, you get very few things coming from rappers like that, because each time you end up with maybe one or two, three artists, and yet you say we've got over what, 500 rappers?
500 rappers.
Oh, come on, man, give me a break.
So these rappers, I'm going to my rappers, Rizita, when it comes to actually doing the actual thing,
we keep on saying, I mean, that's your moment for relevance. I mean, look at T-Pain, Panda Remix. Now he's talking about another remix for
he's trying to track.
You know, relevance.
He's trying to make use of the new lease of life. But you know, we'll be right back after the break. It's getting a little bit hot in here because I've got some questions for this man.
Sure thing.
All right, keep it locked. Keep it Real Fridays with your social architect, Dan.
And Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
Keep it Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Inner self, man, I admit that I'm in need of help. Ain't nobody telling me just how to get rich. Jinx was right, ain't no book telling you the specifics. And I can never be free of my own kind. And tracking black skin with my own mind. And I've been told that there's a country full of greater pastures. But with the race of races going on, it's more like green disasters. And I don't wanna fall into the trap. Drug dealing while hanging out with the gat. And I've never been the type of an automatic. But if I got it, then it means I gotta be a savage. Or to serve me up like radish. But this ain't my story. This is the story of another son. This ain't my glory. This is the glory of another one. Shout out to the people on the streets. I know it's hard, like trying to do business with all these beasts. Only son, son. This is the pressure of an only son. The pressure to be great, cause I know that I'm the only one. This is the pressure of an only son. I'm the only one. Look.
And we're back with the Moxinator. I may have cut off some of his
accolades.
Let me let my man's Brian Willis.
Okay,
just
so this
chime
guy
in.
You was at Queensdale Primary School. Yeah?
Yeah, I was.
Karikari.
Before attending Mazoe High School?
Yeah.
Zoe.
Now listen to this bit. He enrolled at Charles Prince Airport in 2006 for aviation studies.
Okay.
Did we fly high, Mr. Mox?
Yeah, we did.
So you actually got some flight hours under your...
Yeah, man.
How many?
Quite a couple, I think.
Like 2 hours?
nah, but they definitely stretch over 80.
But you got the license? That one day when you get your own plane, you do
that and stuff like that. So
cool, why?
Take a bit. That's the procedure, my
no,
man.
No, but my question is, how does one go from flying high to cruising low on the radios?
My brother, it's the airwaves I'm governing.
But you know what they say?
Okay,
like,
okay.
It's the airwaves. Either ride them or I run them.
I'm sure you guys have met people who say, no, I can drive, but I don't have any license, but I can... I think some Mox can be like, yo, I can fly, but I may not... I need to renew, but...
So in other words, Mox
can hold his own.
If he was to fly a plane, he'll be like,
he can hold his own. I think
he'll be like...
He looks like I can trust him. I can trust him.
I think he'll be like Murdoch from the 80s.
That guy was just a nut. Guy was a nut, man.
Okay, and then while at Mazoe High, he began public speaking. When he was about 15 years old, he joined the debate club at school and won a few debate competitions.
Okay.
In 2009, I think that's probably why this guy can handle rappers.
Okay.
Because I don't think anybody without some sort of debate background can handle rappers. Like, seriously. Because with the way rappers have egos, you really need to know how to stand your ground.
But not everyone has an ego. It's just a few.
Rappers.
How many? Name them.
Rappers.
We interviewed quite a few. Say a few names, Brian.
Cashbit.
No, besides Cashbit. Keep it real, Brian.
He got money, though. How about he pay for an interview on DXO? His name is Cashbit.
Anyway. In 2009, I was asked to do a voiceover for Kingdom Bank.
Yeah, man.
Trying out for the first time, they immediately kept him as their corporate voice for about 3 years.
Yeah, man. That was good.
I'm not going to comment on his voice.
That chick must have been good.
Yeah, it was all right.
For 3 years, Baba.
Yeah, it was all right.
I'm not going to comment on his voice, you know.
But shout out to Ross, to Barry. Those guys taught me everything I know.
So, Barry Manandi.
Yeah.
What's your relationship with Tish Mataz, though? I hear I once heard, like, you guys were, you know, he was quite quintessential when you on the come up on radio and stuff.
Yeah. He trained me. Okay. He trained me. Him, Innocent Chuma, DJ Munya.
Wow, those guys, big guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, the right training. So
man, it explains a lot.
I was trained by the best of the best, you know.
So when are you gonna pay it forward? Aren't they like any young and saying, "Yo, Mox, yo, I wanna do this. I feel like I can do this." What's up, Mkoma?
I won't lie. I mean, anytime.
Especially
I wanted to pay it forward, but
it's actually less the guys. I know it's mostly chicks. No, I want to learn about radio. Don't you get all on those money inboxes?
Speaking of chicks,
I've got.
Okay, I'm not gonna go there.
Sorry.
How do you handle those?
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
You're like, is it really for radio or that thing? They want something else. You know these girls, Harare girls, yo.
What's wrong with Harare girls?
I'm just saying, you know,
what's wrong with Harare girls?
They're very ambitious. All I'm just saying, they're ambitious.
Ambitious
for
what?
You gotta love them for their ambition, man. They got a wallet.
Yeah. True.
Love me for my ambition.
But one thing, people think I'm the instigator of this show, but I think it's Star FM.
Okay.
I think that hat we can give to Mox, because especially with that whole T-Gonzi and Stunner thing.
I didn't instigate nothing.
That whole. Even when Stunner didn't show up, he was like, "Oh, dude didn't show up." I'm like, "Whoa."
What did you want me to do? I mean, the rapper is in the studio.
I set it up, yeah.
Yeah, so look, I mean.
And was it like an invitation you extended like a week before? It was just like 2 weeks or like, I mean, like 2 hours before we're like, yo, Tigon, this is your stunner. Are you going to pull up or not?
Yes, it was all set up like that. So,
oh, Lord.
Yeah, so look, at the end of the day, battle rap is a culture. It's there. And it's either you want to pick up the hat and jump in, throw your hat in the ring or whatever. Hey, the platform is there. TXO is there. If you want to battle a rapper, hey, you're more than welcome. You can come through. Anybody you want, you just name them, they agree to come to, it's all good. There'll be rules. You just have to, you know, be able to hold your own. That's all.
Because Stunner cleaned it up a little when he came to Keep It Real Friday. He was like, sure, this room, real gears. I don't know what you did me. And it's gonna take guns. I don't know. Don't put that sure. I'm jumping on a team. So I was like, that's why I didn't go. Because you asked him, well, how come he didn't pull up? Was he not worthy lyrically? And I was like, nah. Niggas playing games.
It's all
stuff,
about his money.
Whether
you pull up or not, that's on you. I mean, my job is to facilitate. I'm just a referee. I don't care who shows up and who doesn't. My job is to say, okay, so and so has forfeited, so that's the end of the game.
In all honesty, I think Stunner had a lot more to lose there, though.
Than Tigon's.
Tigon's.
Very true.
Because imagine if I didn't.
No, I'm saying it like it is.
I have to maintain my neutrality, you know?
No, but then, like, imagine if they were to battle and Tigon Z lost the battle. It won't really be much of a train smash for him.
But does Stunner really battle?
Tigon Z, with his, like, background when it comes to freestyles, and then he whoops Stunner's butt? Bruh. That would have been terrible.
I will say that Tigon's is a monster. I mean, we all know the cadence that and the game that Stunner brings as well.
Yeah.
So I guess looking at the fact that, you know, Stunner was going to go up against Tigon's, the only thing that tells you about hip hop is that the new stars coming up. New cats everywhere. They're popping up from everywhere. Now, if they can just maintain, get a few things right, they'll be on it. And not do diss tracks for DJs. You know, that's all.
Who is dissing you? Did someone diss you?
Apparently, this guy had a bit of an issue with this guy called FOE.
FOE, okay. What happened?
FOE stands for Family Over Everything, right? So apparently, I think Marx told him some stuff. You know, rappers, they come at you with songs and they're all proud of their music and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you tell them less than flattering things or comments. Usually, we the commentators, we call it constructive criticism.
Yeah.
But hey, rappers, they take it as, you know, niggas hating. So Mox said something about him working on his hooks. Hey, don't sing on your hooks. Get somebody else to do it.
Sure.
And guy caught feelings.
Everybody wants to be Draking that, but no.
Leave that to Drake and Mayo.
You know, let them do their own hooks.
So this guy took that to heart, and then all of a sudden, I'm looking at Mox on the net, and I'm seeing DJ Mox do something. What? Oh. I had to press on that link.
Ah, man, I can see you now. You were like, ooh.
I need to listen to that one, because I've been thinking, Mox is a nice guy. It's like someone someone dissing DJ Khaled. It's just the equivalent, because Khaled is a nice guy, Mox is a nice guy.
So yeah,
like,
I'm generally a nice guy.
Who diss Mox?
No. You know what, Mr. FOE? Look, I'm not sure if FOE is his name or his group name, but anyway, I'm gonna give you this as advice. You don't want to be making enemies with people like Mox who are honest with you,
especially if Mox likes the only platform which plays the most hip hop like all week.
Yeah, you
know, more than all these other platforms.
And you know what, just to be nice, as always, gotta be nice. We the best.
Oh.
All right, you know, he's still more than welcome to bring in his music and stuff like that.
FOE, what seems like that?
Doors are still open.
Just work on the hook.
Don't worry, you don't need to come to for the cypher, that thing I wanted to set you up with. That was gonna be a disaster for you. But
you know what? Let's give him a chance, though. FOE, there's a cypher being set up by DJ Mox.
We're gonna
give you the details.
You don't want
you need
that.
To show up and prove him
he
wrong.
He turned it down. You know that. He turned it down.
What? No, FOE, don't disappoint me now.
Noxy called him and he turned it down.
He might have thought it was rigged. Because he didn't know what was going on.
F-O-E,
I don't blame him.
You were gonna find animals right behind the mic next.
FOE, I'm putting my money on you, man.
I do not blame
you. You need to pull up for that cipher.
I do not blame
you. And if you lose,
I do not blame him, because maybe he didn't know what the odds were or what was going to happen.
It wasn't even, it wasn't a battle. It's just that I put him up with a couple of rappers that...
Who had you put him up against?
This guy called Gold Furnace.
I know him.
Yeah, and another guy called The Don. I'd also thought of putting him up with Henry H3.
Yeah?
Yeah, so that... Okay. It's going to be interesting.
No, let's set it up. How about we give FOE a chance and we set up a cypher on Star FM and FOE comes through and he does what he does.
I'm not going to co-sign this because I haven't heard this man
FOE. No, well, I'm co-signing.
Rap. I've never heard him rap, so I don't want to just co-sign someone I've never heard.
You know what? Even Mox agrees that the guy is good.
he's good.
He tried to sing.
He's good.
It's just the singing element.
He tried to sing. Okay. And that's why I was like, no, don't sing your hooks. All you got enough chicks from the hood who probably want to be on your song. They can also do your hook. And
the guy is quite gifted.
He's good. I actually admit that he's good. See?
Mox is just, he's actually double downing. He's not even backing down from his words or retracting.
No, because his issue was not...
No, I actually like that.
His issue was not with his rap, it was with his singing. I mean, if I spit hard bars like Tupac, and then I start trying to sing like, I don't know, 2 Chainz.
You know.
Hey, that's the way. Did you guys not hear the Kruger song? He was singing.
No, you know what? That's a very good example.
Of a rapper.
It wasn't really sing.
No, it wasn't sing.
It really wasn't sing.
Come on.
Because I think Auntie FOE tried to go Beyonce.
Beyonce.
That's not what I said. I said Drake.
I won't say anything.
Drake, Beyonce.
Unlike Brian, I will only comment on FOE, your song, after I hear it.
I sent you links.
After I hear it, but
I sent you next.
All right, back to the man of the hour.
Drake, close to Mariah Carey.
Mox.
Okay, they are big nasty dog.
He's just chucking shots, like kicking a man when he's down. But yeah, the culture is growing in Zim.
Yeah.
We have seen the rise of all these award shows, Chitungwiza, Hip Hop Awards, Norton Hip Hop Awards.
Why are you laughing when you say Norton?
Changamire Hip Hop Awards. Do you think these awards actually benefit the artists in a way, like in the long run?
I think if those artists, the people who are organizing these awards, if they get other people to curate, to actually be the people who are part of the panels to actually look at who deserves and who doesn't, it'll work better. To involve some other people from the outside to actually look in and say, look, this is looking legit. So, guys, this is great what you're doing. But if it's just one passe, that's saying, okay, we're going to do the awards and you are going to get awards.
That's why I laughed about the Norton Awards.
What's that you saying?
No, here's the thing. No, Mark, how'd you have Norton Awards? Mm-hmm. No category. I'm not going to mention what P. Mula.
Or the biggest artist in Norton.
Nothing. Don't make sense.
It
don't
does
make
not
sense.
Make
P.
sense.
P. Mula reps for
P. Mula put Norton on the map. That's why I laughed. Because I really respect them, but I think they went about them wrong.
Yeah,
I think it's not just the Norton ones, even the Chitungwiza ones, or what's the other one?
Changamire.
They all have the nominees list are so different. It's like, okay, you didn't get something over there. Okay, we're gonna
try situation. Don't worry, we're gonna do our own awards, man.
Even if you
didn't put you on, we're gonna get them. We're gonna show them. We're gonna have more girls at our award show. Yeah,
because even
we ain't giving nobody with a blue scarf. Yeah.
Hey,
No, Muniwa is my boy. I mean, he got that award.
Said Muniwa.
I did. No.
Who said Muniwa?
But that's good.
Willis. But yeah, you know, it's like how everyone went up in arms when Muniwa got the best dress and all the other awards.
I was pissed off at that guy.
And everyone went
up
in arms.
Dress, though.
Yeah. He killed the Cookie
Brian
Monster.
Don't hate him.
I'm not hating on the guy.
If
he deserved best dress, so did Stunner.
Well, he lost.
They were
by
wearing
those.
The exact same outfit.
He had a scarf.
He had a
the
scarf.
Only advantage
he
was
scarf.
He
was
killed
just before
the Cookie
Christmas.
Monster. Chetty.
He had a scarf.
He's my guy. He knows what's up.
But you know, one thing I noticed from these awards is this. Man. Like, even when I look at the winners list, I'd be like, okay, so what? what has changed out of some of these kind of even the best male 2016? Mm-hmm. Has his life progressed or has his career?
That's the thing.
And you see, he's always even kind of my best DJ. I think DJ Crims won best DJ last year, Changamire. And Changamire, I saw him on the list as well. I was like, okay, so I'm just looking at everybody. Okay, MC Cheetah won this best radio DJ. Is MC Cheetah doing anything as a DJ or is such and such or best female mixy or something like that? Okay, all right. Are we really just doing this just to just like pat ourselves on the shoulder or are we really progressing?
Yeah, and you know what? This is where people are only shooting themselves in the foot and not getting it, because once it looks legitimate and it looks proper, well organized, and everything is well curated, then you're going to have people who buy into these events. Buy in properly,
endorsements.
Like endorsements, sponsors, and everything. Otherwise, then it's like a circus, and and I'm gonna say it like that. It's like a circus, and if you're really, really confident that you're gonna do something that's going to represent Norton or Chitungwiza, it better look legit. It better look like you got people involved who also are gonna take those the people in the arts seriously. True. Because if you don't do that, no one's gonna take you seriously either. No, it's just doing this for your squad, looking for a way to spend the night away with a couple of what do we call these
plaques. Monks is looking at our gold plaque.
By the way, Monks is looking at our plaque, the best online media for Keep It Real Fridays in Hip Hop 2017.
It's cracked over here. I don't know. Someone threw a bottle of Henny. You guys got drunk at some point.
I think it was Brian. Brian had it at his house.
Wow.
But you know what? Even just to add to that, Norton Hip Hop Award, some like lifetime achievement award for somebody. I don't want to I don't know the guy.
Exactly.
I don't want to mention the name, but
say somebody you don't know.
Somebody
last
I
time,
don't know.
Because last time it was
but
like,
we should look into it.
Hans, they gave it to a nobody.
I didn't say that. I just said somebody I didn't know.
It's a
or,
podcast, okay? This is not radio. We can always play it back.
We can. Lifetime achievement. Lifetime. Lifetime. Hans, I know. Lifetime achievement awards. Yeah. My goodness. I think those are something where someone like an MC Cheetah, because he's been almost doing it for almost 20 years. So
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
But if it's somebody who I really want to know who that person is.
And you know, Lifetime Achievement Awards don't necessarily have to be someone from that industry or from that town.
Yeah.
It just goes out to someone who you're showing respect for the contribution that they've made in a particular place. I mean, I was watching the BET Awards where they gave recognition to a certain, I forgot his name, but he was an Air Force pilot and he was also making moves to actually try to help young people from disadvantaged backgrounds to actually be able to help young people get into aviation. Now, when you have people like that making contributions and getting recognition on a platform like BET, Air Force, doesn't, but you know, you got that. So you have to acknowledge, and that's where you get that authenticity.
True.
Once again, true. It's that authenticity.
Because when we saw that Lifetime Achievement Award and they said the name, I was like, who's that again?
Did he go on stage? Did you see him?
Unfortunately,
I didn't go.
We didn't go.
We were not invited.
We were not invited or not involved.
The organizers were mad at us because I was actually calling for a boycott for those awards.
This guy.
Why did you do that?
Because I was like, it doesn't make any sense. How do you not have P. Mula there? Okay, at least have him as a host, Shiri Nani.
Oh, man.
I had serious beef with that.
Yeah, man.
I respected why they started them, because usually some of these awards, they start off when people, you know, feel left out. You know, like, I'm pretty sure the BET Awards started some way like that. So I respect that there's Norton Awards. Mm-hmm. There's, I think I heard there were Bindura Awards. I am not sure.
I heard that gossip.
You know, and then there was Skies. They had their version of the awards.
They did have the awards as well.
We get how all these things start off, but how they're done now for them to grow from there, like Mox was saying, that's what needs to be done.
Sure. And one thing I need to keep on reiterating, Mox is a tastemaker in Zim hip hop.
Oh, really?
And
I actually want to know what the hell that means.
Let me elaborate. If Mox says he likes this, then possibly, you know, hundreds of other people will be like, okay, this actually goes.
Because
Mox co-signed this. If Mox says no, this is a bit off, No. And people be like, ah, this sounds a bit funny.
If Mark says this shit is vanilla, people are going to eat it.
Yeah.
What the hell is your problem?
Okay, no, that's taking it a bit too far.
I'm just explaining.
And you know, like, DJs are mood. I can comprehend this because I also DJ sometimes. But Mr. Shoot Your Shot. We create moods and stuff. So sometimes I also wonder, like, when the DJ's having a bad day, like even a bad year, like you probably had like a rough patch personally in your year. Who raises your spirits, like, to keep you on track to also like do your thing as well?
Hey, I listen to a lot of, you know, there's a lot of trap music out there.
Yep.
I'm very much rooted in conscious rap. You know?
All right.
So I listen.
Local? Conscious?
You got your Jeezy, you got your Junior Brown.
Cynic?
Cynic. You got Metaphysics and stuff like that. You got a bop to those guys as well. For me, I listen to a lot of the stuff from back in the day and stuff like that, and the stuff that's coming out. Listen to some J. Cole, some Nas, you know, some B.I.G. You know, I always pick out the records from way back because I feel like, you know, just getting a bit spiritual here. Music has the ability to be prophetic. You know how people talk about B.I.G. and Tupac. They sang songs that talked about their death.
True.
You know, stuff like that. It has that ability. So sometimes I look back at those songs, I dig them out, play them, I think, man, I think this applies to what's happening to me. So, you know, and what's good about hip-hop is that it has a lot of music that motivates. It has lots of strong motivational music. So for me, it helps. Having that music helps. And you just pop it in your car, and of course you're right, mood maker. Like in the morning I'll be listening to lots of rap, you know people looking at me sideways like, what is wrong with this guy? Isn't he supposed to be in the office or something? 10 o'clock is already rocking music every day. What's wrong with this cat? And then in the evening I'm listening to my R&B, you know, just going,
hip-hop is a niche. I tried to get my aunt on there and like, oh, once she hears like an F word, I'm like, no, there's a good message. I'm almost like, F word, she's completely turned off. Can you play skip, please? Skip this, please. But yeah, anyway, we're going to just dash to a young little break and we'll be right back. Just lighten up the mood for the best segment of the show.
My favorite. Yeah, the best segment, man. From Brian Willis' favorite segment to the best
it's
segment.
The best, yeah.
I like this.
I'm also a tastemaker. I'm also a tastemaker. What I say is good at curve, Sil is going to say it's good as well.
No comments.
Yeah.
I'm a social architect.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis. Welcome back to the final segment of the show. I'm going to just toss this alley-oop to Brian Willis.
Yeah, because he knows I'd do it better. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my favorite segment of the show. This segment, we call it Smash, Marry, or Friend Zone.
Smash, Marry, or Friend Zone. What's your taste like?
Oh, shit! My gosh, that was like, that's the first time I've actually cussed on radio.
He wasn't ready.
So, the rules are very simple. We're going to give you three names. names.
Talk about it.
And these three names, you allocate whether you want to smash, marry, or friend zone.
All right.
Smash, but you can only use marry, each option once.
Or friend zone.
Yeah.
Can
SMS.
I keep the pin for this? Because, yeah.
It's a special pin. But,
okay. All right. Cool. I have to put them under categories. You know?
All right.
Okay,
no
sure
problem. No this. Problem. Yeah. And the names are Pokelo Nari.
Uh-huh.
Cindy Mnyari.
Ooh.
And Amara Brown.
You can only use each option once.
It just says why you designate for each.
Oh, damn, that's not good. All right, friend zone Pokelo.
Why? Pokelo.
Yeah.
Nari. She was in Bali doing like a photo shoot recently.
Marry Cindy.
He probably saw the sex tape and was like, nah.
That's a marry Cindy. Why would you marry Cindy?
I've had conversations with Cindy. She's grounded. She's all grounded.
Right,
she's
all
grounded.
Right.
But she slays though.
Okay. Yeah she does. Yeah.
She slays though.
So, yeah.
And so yeah, and Amara. Yeah. Well.
And you smash Amara.
Okay. So friend zone Pokelo.
Mm-hmm.
Because why?
I don't know. I mean, I've spoken to her as well, and we got along as friends. And she's married, by the way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would be...
No, hypothetically speaking.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
Hypothetically?
Yeah. But anyway, go on.
No.
What he's saying is, this is a hypothetical game.
Okay,
hey, you were saying it.
Okay,
yeah,
man.
Next time, phrase yourself properly, man.
All right,
man.
Okay.
The husband could be listening.
I haven't seen him on a gram in a minute, though.
So, you would marry Cindy.
Yeah.
Because she's grounded, she slays.
She slays, and I don't know. We vibe like that, you know.
Okay.
Like
she's wifey material.
We vibe like that.
We vibe like.
And then you would smash Amara Brown.
Oh yeah.
I got a feeling their Achilles are going.
No. What the hell is your problem? Amara, if you're listening to this, it was a game, yeah?
I think you should be saying that more maybe to your wife. Not to
Amara. It was a game.
This was a game.
No, you don't understand. I talked to Amara.
Okay, now, cool.
Yeah.
School people.
Ah, bad. It was nice having you here, DJ Box.
So that's it? Quite now you're going to let me walk out like this?
Yeah, we
actually, got it out. We recorded it. We are going to use it.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
I think Cindy's followers just went up because people are like, okay, she's wifey material. Because you know, guys be looking for wifey. People are not really looking for slay queens like that. So people are like, okay.
No, she cool. I just think so. I mean,
not to knock, I don't know what her situation is in real life, but I'm just saying. People are like, okay, we just want to see you.
I know her situation. That's why I'm saying so. But
oh, what? It's like that?
Yeah, okay. It's like that. Yeah.
For curious listeners out there, what's her situation?
I understand. She's single.
All right.
She's
just won like some entrepreneur of the year.
Yeah, so she's a
hard-working
girl.
Those like Achilles kind of guys, whatever, who'll be on it like that or whatever, want to shoot their shot.
Just make sure your ABCD game's on lock.
Oh, yeah. But shout out to all the girls, man.
All right.
I could switch them all.
Yeah.
In different places.
So it rotates.
I think we have a crop rotation system right now.
Get him more rotated.
But whilst we're still on this topic, because I'm sure there's some industry brothers,
uh-huh.
just like me, who are like, okay, so Mox, do you think it's wise to like date industry chicks if you're a guy in the industry or just even the regular
as
chicks?
As long as you're not a cricket player.
As long as you're a cricket player.
Yeah.
Why? Well,
they're getting
because
the memes.
You catch feelings in
there.
If as long as you're not going to catch feelings, go ahead and date in the industry. I know a couple of people who have dated, who are married.
So it's better for industry people to do industry things. And not like, okay, you're an industry person and you...
No, it's all good to have like someone from another different world altogether.
Who's like a banker or whatever.
She's an accountant. You're like a singer and stuff like that. You know, it's all good.
Whoa, wait. This guy is saying dating industry girls is okay as long as you don't catch feelings.
Yeah.
What is the purpose of dating somebody without catching feelings?
Because, you know, let me put it this way.
I'm listening.
she's going to attract a lot of people. I mean, Pokelo, Cindy, Amara, yeah. All of them.
Okay, so which feelings are you talking about?
I'm talking about jealousy. I'm talking about, you know, feeling intimidated because they're going to be cats with more game than you, bigger than you. Pokelo's, they're going to come up for a hug or something, and you're going to be like...
You know, and grab just that lower part of the back. Yeah,
just to say hi, you know, and like, then you know, pose for a sec for a selfie, and then, you know, it's
and
like,
the hand just slips a little lower.
Oh, man.
Do you know when you hug a girl? I'm going to give out free advice.
Yeah.
When you hug a girl, where you place your hand on her back says a lot. If you put it at the top of her back, here's Chumi. That's what it
just
means.
Halfway.
If you put it halfway, it's okay. If you put it on the small of her back, like just where her butt begins, that's you saying.
Still, that's still
alright. That's no, not on her butt, car, but just before her butt.
What if she has a big butt?
You know, anyway, you know where the small of the back is.
What if you got a situation where like she's wearing
just
a jacket?
Before,
if she's wearing a jacket, wearing you don't jacket, and it's a quick hand, selfie, and it's a quick selfie.
Your hand mistakenly like mistakes the jacket. For her,
you just keep it there,
for her jacket, and then
you just keep it there for the 2 seconds.
You would have mistakenly proposed to that woman.
That has happened to me before. You just keep it there for the 2 seconds or 8 seconds of the photo, and then just act like man, do a hug. And
I'll tell you an actual story, a true story that happened. Yeah. It was Levers upper six, and I was a prefect, and we were getting ready to knock off. And I was just, we posed for a photo with this girl, right? And I had my hand just by her back, you know, by the small of her back.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she was wearing heels, right? So she was taller than me, and then she was like, no, let me take the heels off. So while she was taking the heels off, I was doing something else. And I really wasn't concentrating as to, you know, what she was doing. So I decided to change my hand and put it like by the front. So because she was lower, her boobs got low. You know, they got the height of the boobs changed. So my hand clasped her boobs.
Okay.
On her boob.
Yeah.
And you know, like I'm waiting for the photo to be taken. Like I'm smiling, and the cameraman just peeps over the camera like, dude, what are you doing? And then like I look at her and I see her looking at my hand and I'm like, oh snap.
You know, a lot of guys in Hollywood would actually use that as an excuse. Time's up, right?
That was actually my first girlfriend.
Okay, so that was your first girlfriend.
You just play it cool and just keep it moving and not just too much.
Here's another way to hug, Willis. Mm. I mean, when you hug a girl, you know, just put your hands on her waist, but then, you know, let your, just say, how you doing in her ear.
Ooh.
Yeah. You don't have to hug her, smudge her, and touch her small. Just hug her. Just
you're not really like when you do the smaller the back thing. It's not really like that bear hug.
No, I know you. I knows you.
No, you ain't never seen me hug, dude.
Man, you was looking like a python. That girl can breathe, man.
I know Brian Willis, guys, but let me not incriminate the man. So Marks, what other projects are you working on in 2018?
Oh,
the people can just look to get involved in, because anything with Marks involved, it's probably popping.
Tastemaker.
Well, it's going to be big. 2018 is going to be big. TXO is going to be beast mode. It's going to be crazy. Got lots of new stuff happening on the show.
With Noxy?
Yeah, Noxy as well.
Shout out to Noxy.
Yeah. It's gonna be head to she hot too, you know.
She is.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't.
I talked to her from time to time.
You're not passing Noxy. We're gonna need to use her at some point.
At some point.
Yeah, so it's gonna be big. I'm one of those people who believes in the rule number two from 10 Crack Commandments.
Yeah.
Number two, never let them know your next move. Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence?
All right.
Yeah.
Real G's move in silence like lasagna.
What the hell? Ain't no line like that.
Doesn't rhyme like that. No, we're talking about
silence
Biggie.
Like lasagna, from, man.
Real G's move in silence like lasagna.
Still,
like
Ben,
lasagna.
Brian, it's not Biggie's line.
Brian,
it's not Biggie's line.
We know it's a low
end
line.
I'm adding on.
No, we're not. We're saying good. You can't put after saying a classic Biggie line and put some Lil Uzi Vert or Lil
Wayne. Lil Uzi Vert.
It's the same. purple-haired guys and stuff like that. That's some Biggie Rhymes, man.
Oh, no, purple.
his hair is like Gucci
gang,
colored.
Gucci gang.
Hey, we really need to round this up now,
man. Yeah, man. Mox, just tell the people where they can find you online.
Yeah, online is pretty simple. At DJ Mox Zim on Instagram and at The Moxinator on Twitter and The Moxinator on Facebook. I'll let you know about my website once it's up in about.
All right, so all the girls wanting advice on how to get started in radio, just try and inbox any of those.
Send me a DM. I'm always open to them DMs. Don't you worry about a thing.
You'll answer that, you know, professionally, I hope.
I won't bite.
I love how he said he's open to the DMs and then he emphasized the D. You can get me on at Brian Willis ZW on Twitter, Brian Willis ZW on Instagram, and Brian Willis Cashbit on Facebook.
What D do?
Hey, I just keep it simple. So hashtag social architect and at Celatine on all social media platforms. Get in touch. We can make it happen in 2018.
Oh, not best, show up.
Anyway, guys, it's been lovely. Mox,
yeah,
salute.
Yeah, baby.
And now, Capital 263.